This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
And welcome back to Wahine Atua for another week. We've been sitting here actually giggling our little heads off like a couple of freaking naughty school kids, haven't we, really, girls, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We had a conversation over the last few weeks about dating and being single and starting again when you've come out of a relationship, and what it's like when you're over 40, or in our case over 50, for Fee and I to be single and on the dating scene. And Fee, you're so confident, and I envy you that you're so confident and go out and meet these people, whereas I'm sitting on the fence going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What do I do? I don't know what
I've told you. You need, I've given off air, I just give Fee a challenge to not just find one date for herself, but find one for her and one for Tracy, and they can double date.
I really don't know what to do anymore. Like, I've forgotten what it's like. And don't get me wrong, like, I know in my personal life, I'm really confident. I don't mind going far out and get up and talk in front of people and can talk in front of, you know, thousands of people in a room and not have a problem at all. And I don't have a problem arriving at things on my own. But when it comes to dating or meeting someone, I really now have become quite inept, I guess you'd say. Quite inept. I don't know what the hell to do. Sorry, that's my dog panting, by the way, in the background. It's not male locked in the cage or anything like that.
Tell us anything. Yeah, that's not what you do, Tracy.
No, it's not what I do. Go on, but I think he's the only male in my life, you know?
I think it's an attitude thing. Like, you know, we talked about how we used to go to parties and we used to do this and we used to do that. And online, everything's online now. I mean, I look at it, for example, like it is a party. Like, you've gone to a party and you talk to people. And I mean, unfortunately, because of online is all very, very visual. But I actually read the profiles, and I'm one of those old-fashioned people that I read, you know. I like people that can string words together and form complete sentences.
The whole intelligence thing, yeah.
Yeah. And so
able to use AI.
Oh, no, but you can tell a bit of AI. But so, I mean, I look at it like when you're chatting to people online, it's like a party. You'll chat to them, and some people you'll chat to for a little bit at a party, you think, God, you know. Eyes are rolling back. Yeah. I'm going to slip into a coma. And other people think, oh, they're quite interesting. I might have more of a conversation. And so that's how I treat it. So I'm just having conversations with people. So I'm not necessarily, yes, that's part of my time, but that's about finding connections with people. And you've got to make that time to do that. Because I quite enjoy people.
I guess it's a case of, what are you dating because you're potentially looking for a life partner, or are you going to a date because by the end of this I want a husband? You know, it's kind of like,
well, I mean I've had enough husbands. I think I've reached my collection, and I mean, and the chances of getting out alive are pretty low.
For them.
So, but I mean, a lot, yeah, like a lot, I don't go into it thinking, oh, this would be a nice 2 weeks, you know, like, I think as well with the online dating, people talk for too long online and build up a picture, and then you meet them and you realize that they do use AI.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
You know,
that's just brought back a experience for me. Oh, it feels like a million years ago. And it was, I met this guy in a chat room and we'd spoken on the phone. There were no sending photos or anything back then. And I got this image of what this guy was going to be like. And it kind of done that. He told me he was sort of, you know, the usual, I'm 5'10", I'm da 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 da. Well, he wasn't. And I almost thought he were his dad, if you know what I mean. I got this image of
Oh.
a guy, and he'd actually added on 20, it'd taken off 20 years.
Oh no.
So I, at the time, I was like 29, and I thought he were going to be about 30, but then he admitted within half an hour, because it was blatantly obvious, that he was 48.
Oh, which is fine if that's what you knew from the beginning, if you knew
But
and that's
that's
your
not,
interest. Yeah, but that wasn't what you wanted.
no, that, well, and it goes back to that conversation that we had last week about, it's not what you were anticipating. So what else are they lying about?
That's exactly it. Yeah, that is exactly it. Actually, speaking of AI, I've got to just divert here for a second. Have you guys done that trend with turning yourself into a caricature? Have you tried that? I tried it the other night and I was like, oh my God, like I had to giggle. I really did have to giggle. But I've got to tell you this story because you will never listen to this. And it's really quite funny. And this is my older sister. My older sister is 72 and she's discovered AI. And so what she's been doing, and I'll show you girls later, but she has been taking photos of us as family members, so her siblings, and putting us together in montages. And she's obviously fixated with Bridgerton at the moment, with the new obviously episode
Oh,
coming
yeah, that,
out.
yeah. New
And
series has dropped.
absolutely, so she is has styled us all in that early to late 18,
With the
19,
bustles and the
you know, the
boobs.
bustles and the boobs up. So we're all dressed like that. But for some reason, I look like I've come out of Rawhide. That's what I look like because I have she and the funny thing about it is as I say, my sister's 72. I've got a 72-year-old sister, a 71-year-old sister, a 70-year-old sister, and a 69-year-old sister. So they're all very close to old ones. And I'm, 56. But they all look like they're teenagers in the photos that she's had done. And I look like the grandmother. And I actually, what was even funnier was that actually she'd taken a photo of my older two brothers as well, and even including my dad, who's been passed now for 10 years. And she's taken mum, who's nearly 93, and she's turned this big family portrait that she's created. Well, my mum looks like she's from Bonanza.
Oh my
And
God.
looks, in fact, Mum said she'd be better looking if she'd been in a coffin for a week when she stored
Oh.
it. I look really geriatric, like the old grandma, and all of my older sisters are teenage girls. Like they look like they're very prepubescent. Oh my God, Marcy's just showed us one. Far out.
Oh yeah, yours is great, Marcia. I
Yeah,
loved it.
yours is good. Oh my God,
I
yours
was
is
really
good.
chuffed with that.
Yours is good. God, you use this code. That's really good. Oh, mine's
Was
shit.
quite, but yeah, I'd actually, you, if I would, if I'd got a dating profile and I put that caricature up and I turned up, they'd know that were me.
Well, do you want to know the
Yeah.
funny thing is, I look like, can you, I don't even see that. I look
Oh my
like
God.
Helen Griffiths. And everyone always said I look like Helen Griffiths. We get
Oh my
confused.
God, you're so young in it.
I know, I look young. They've got the
See,
dogs
I
and they've
wouldn't
got
pick that
theatre,
to be
but I
you.
look, no, it doesn't
No.
look anything like me.
The hair's too long for a start,
It is,
but
I
yeah.
know. It's absolute, it's like it's terrible. It's nothing like me. But I will have to post, so I'll be brave and post them on Facebook, but I'll show you the photo of me looking like Bonanza.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my
Yep.
goodness.
Yeah, I do. I look like geriatric Barbie. And these are my sisters who are all in their 70s.
Yeah, but it's what she's put in as
Exactly.
the
So she's
prompt.
obviously said make Tracy look like she's nearly dead and make us look like we're all prepubescent. But it gets me to that whole thing of if people, if because they can do this like so easily
Can
on
you
your cell
see
phone.
mine?
Oh, you look like little Miss Sexy Minx Devil. Yeah, they're amazing.
Is that a caricature? I thought that were just a snap.
I don't
She
wear that
wishes,
much
she
leather.
wishes.
Your wish.
But the thing which gets me is if you can do it like that, how many people are using AI on dating apps? Like, what are they using on dating apps to make themselves look 20 years younger? And, or in my case, make me look like I'm out of Bonanza, or Rawhide or whatever. But how many people are making themselves look completely different? And what do you do if you do date somebody and you go on a
There's one
date?
from today. That's AI. That's me.
Wow. Yeah, amazing. They're amazing.
But
Like,
I asked, I ask them not to alter my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to be very specific.
Yeah.
So otherwise, oh yeah, you end up with three fingers and all sorts of things. I just wanted to change the background and what outfit I was wearing.
Yeah.
So
amazing. But how, like, what do you do if you talk to somebody and you see photos of them and you're on the internet or Tinder or whatever you call it, you're on there and then you go to the restaurant and meet them for dinner and you do walk past them, like, what do you say?
Well, you do your due diligence beforehand. You video, you'd make them send a selfie, like at the time, and you do a video chat.
That's a good one. Video chat, FaceTime.
Yep. You know, you can do it on, you know, WhatsApp and Snappy, you know, Snapchat straight away, that sort of stuff. You have to do, everyone needs to be careful.
What's your icebreakers when you get on to a date then?
How you doing?
All right, I'm going to give you one of mine and you can use this. It's not just about talking. I went on a date and I'd got some a pair I'd got some deciding what I was going to wear, and I put these blue shoes on and I thought, I'll try it with the black. So I put one of each on. I thought, oh yeah, I'll wear the black. And it's back in the
Oh
days
no.
when you used to get buses.
Yeah.
So I'm on the bus, just gets off the bus, put my foot out. I thought, oh, I've got the blue shoes on. I meant to put the black on. And then I put my other foot out and I got a black shoe on. So they weren't identical shoes either.
Oh
And
no.
I don't know how I didn't realise, because the heels were slightly different heights.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm mortified. I'm like, now what do I do? Do I kind of hope that they don't notice? And I thought, no, I've got to own this. I ain't got time to go back. It's bloody obvious that I've got odd shoes on. So I walked in and saw the person, went up to talk to him, and I'm like, you'll never guess what I've done. And with that, we were just laughing, laugh, 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 laugh. It was brilliant. I mean, we weren't compatible at the end of the day. There were no spark whatsoever.
They were a bit like your shoes, it just didn't match.
We just didn't match. But, you know, for a pair for that evening, we got on all right. And then I'm thinking, I wonder if this is a strategy I should do every time.
Wearing wrong shoes all the time.
Because it's a really good icebreaker.
Heck yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll wear odd shoes.
I do wear odd shoes, but they're the same shoes. Like if I'm wearing a black and white outfit, I've got black and white of the same shoes. And I will wear one black and one white, but I am a little bit quirky in my dress.
Yeah. So, I mean, so what's the action plan then? Are we going to have an action plan, Tracy, Fee?
I know. Well, Fee's good because she's dating people and she's meeting people and she's putting herself forward and being.
But I've met some really good friends, you know, like people like one guy I helped him rewrite his, you know, his profile because it was appalling, you know, and things like that. And I think if you go. Yeah, like I said, I look at it like you're going to a party and you chat to people. And that's natural. You know, that's what you do. Like you go to an event, Tracy, and you talk to people. And it should be exactly the same, you know, like to be fair, we are of an age where a lot of people are not necessarily good technologically.
No.
So you're either really good or you're really not.
It's true.
We're in a province where it is farming or those types of industries. A lot of the guys are not that savvy, you know, so their profile they've put up could be absolute shite.
And not representative of the person.
Yeah, they could be lovely people. And there's nothing wrong with having a chat. The worst that happens is, oh, look, hey, no, this is not okay. This is not a match. Have a nice life. Or just block and delete. You know.
Or you could go and say, you're not for me, but, oh, my mate Fee. Now, what can we do as other women? We've got to lift other women up. So what we do to lift other women up to be in a place that they want to be? And if that's with having the confidence to go out on dates, then what can we do for you, Tracy?
I don't know. I don't know. And the funny thing about it is, I mean, like I've got things coming up where I find it often hard. And Fee knows, and Marcy, you've both come with me to events before when we've gone to
Oh no,
events.
you can't get a partner then because there's nothing for me to go to then.
No. But sometimes you do want to take a male along. You do. Sometimes you do. And sometimes I've got, as I say, I've got male friends, and some of them are single, and they are absolutely just friends. There's nothing, 100%, nothing in it.
Yep,
Not
pure
attracted
platonics.
to them in that regard at all. Would never go there. In fact, would give me the icks. Ugh, yuck. No, thank you. But as people, I absolutely adore them, and they're great friends. So they come along with me. But a few times, people automatically assume, "Oh, is this your new partner or whatever?" And I'm like, "No, don't be on. God, no, yuck." Oh. No,
How to win friends and influence people.
yeah, absolutely. And I just like, I adore you, but no.
Maybe the next time you've got an event where there's going to be a lot of people, you take me and Fee and we're your wing women.
And I wind you up and let you go.
And we'll go on a hunt.
Okay.
And we'll try and introduce you to the. Because if we go to an event, Fee, odds on we're going to know some people there. And, we can do, oh, have you met my friend? Oh, look, there's so and so over there. So we just keep, we can help play the room for you.
Yep, you're on. Okay. I'll be brave. Yep.
And it's like not dismissing people because, to be fair, none of us is perfect.
No, it's not. I'm not looking for perfect. I don't want perfect. It's not that. I don't want perfect. I just don't want, I want somebody with a brain.
But before you get to that, Tracy, you've got to be able, what I'm hearing you saying is you're not sure what you're doing, so you're doing nothing.
Yeah, and that's exactly
You don't
right.
know what to do, so you're doing
Yep,
nothing.
that's exactly right. That's it. I admit that 100%. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing
So by
nothing.
doing nothing, you're not going to get anything
No, that's
either.
right. I know
So it's
that.
kind of
I
like, and you'll not be the only one. There'll be a lot of people like that. So what is it that your friends can do to help somebody do that? And if it's going back to the old-fashioned ways of it, oh, my mate fancies you, it's kind of that, hey.
Well, it is really. And I mean, oh, maybe some of the listeners have got some idea. How do you meet people that is not, that is a bit more organic? I suppose because we are older as well, we're used to how it was, like talking to people. And it seems to be a novelty these days. But then you talked about in the supermarket even. But if you say hello to someone in the supermarket now, they sort of look at you like, what do you want? Like there's that
They
skepticism.
do. That's
And
exactly it.
especially post-COVID, people have become more skeptical. So I don't know. I mean, it's about taking chance. What's the worst that can happen? You might like someone, and what if the person that you go, oh no, they're not for me, and they go, actually, my mate Bob, George, Fred, whoever he is, you should meet him. He's more your type. You just don't know.
So I guess the call out is who's got a brother and uncle and somebody who meets Tracy's criteria. They've got a brain. They look good in red bands and other things.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's that whole thing of, for me, like I sometimes think this is where, when you're single, like the shit side of it. Like I love the, I can do what I like, I can eat what I like, I can go when I like, I can go to bed at whatever time that I like. I don't have to report in with somebody. That freedom I love. Like, and you should still have that, I think, when you're in a relationship with anyone anyway, you should still have that. But when I do miss someone who's actually doing shit around the house, that's when I really notice, I hate to say it, that it would be really nice to have someone go, hey, look, yeah, why I'm out there going, how the hell am I ever going to get this tree cut down or whatever, that can go and pull a chainsaw out and help me. Like it's that sort of stuff, which would be just freaking amazing. But also the other biggest thing is that it's when you're sitting down for me late at night, because I talk to the dogs, and your kids have left home, they're long gone, and obviously I've got two little grandsons now, and they're the love of my life. But it's that having that conversation about how your day was and unpacking your day, that's what I miss. Because that to me is intimacy is that, you know, is you know, just to have that, to be able to share that part of your life is a huge thing. And I know I'm not the only one, because I hear it time and time again from women who are my age, who are
Well,
now
let's be honest, it's
single.
loneliness,
It is
Tracy.
loneliness. That's what it is. You're right, Marcia. That's exactly what it is. You know, because you
And
do.
you can combat loneliness in different ways. It don't have to be a relationship.
No.
But you know what I'm hearing from you is you're a little bit lonely, and you'd also like to have a relationship
I
because
would.
you could get a housemate.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
you could have a pool boy, you know, to do
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah,
outside
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It's companionship. That's what it is. It is companionship. And it's being able to like to be able to share what you do and your thoughts. And when you've had a shit day, that you can get home and say, God, can you flick the jug on or pour me a glass of wine or whatever, just to be able to share this happened or, you
And
know,
it's
whatever.
quite
And then
nice to have
celebrate.
somebody in your space who actually gives a shit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what I want. That's what I miss. I do miss
Yeah.
that. I'm
Because
not saying.
one of the things that I like about being in a relationship with, I mean, we're like I'll often be in my office at home and working or doing sort of recording podcasts. But I know he's in the house somewhere, and I get
Yeah.
comfort from that, and I like there being somebody around, and you just feel safe, and it's
Loved.
just nice having somebody around.
Yep. Well, we are pack animals. We're not actually designed to be lone wolves. You know, like we are, whether that be a small pack of two or, you know, and but like for you, Marcy, there's you, your husband, and your menagerie. You know, and they do make up your family group. And you know, you've got that human companionship and talking, and then sometimes when you know you want an intelligent conversation, you talk to your cat. You know,
All
and
the
all that
plants.
sort of, or the plants or whatever. But you can, and you've got spaces in your togetherness. Like, I mean, you
Yeah,
know,
that's
he
right.
pranced through behind there before, which was lovely. And he respects your independence. And I think that's like as we get older, our perception or even our ideal changes, because when you're like, oh, 17, 18, it's like, oh, I need someone to complete me,
No, it's not
you
that.
know. But you know what I mean, though? It was
And it was that. It was that you thought
that
you couldn't
fairy
live.
tale.
Take your
Can't
breath and
live.
you said the white picket fence and the, you know,
Yeah,
sunshine and
2.5
rainbows.
children, and yeah. But whereas as
No.
you're older, you are complete in yourself, and you want another complete. You don't need a doer upper.
The thing you were talking beforehand about, like your friend Marcia saying about, you know, the things that she wanted. The other thing which really has been a bit of an eye-opener for me is that how many women have been sucked in financially by people, because that's actually really freaking frightens me. Because like, how many, like, you only have to flick open the paper or you read on those women's discussion groups on Facebook or whatever about how many women have been ripped off by these men who prey on women who are lonely, and they next minute they've freaking lost tens upon tens of thousands of dollars and losing homes, and
Well, I'm all right, I've got
you
no money.
know. You know, but
Joking.
I haven't got a bank balance either. But you know, like everything I've got is tied up in my property. But it's more worth the fact that you know, like that they are out there, and for men as well. Obviously, they have the same thing with women. You know,
Well, the thing is, when we get older, you know, we have stuff, whether that's commitments to people because we've got families that depend on us. Whether that be older or younger people, we might have got a property. We might not have any money in the bank, but we've probably got assets of some description, whether that's a vehicle, a motorbike, an animal, a horse. Yeah, there's lots of things. And you kind of want to, if you're
Get
coming
that.
into a relationship, you don't want to put any of those things at risk.
No.
Yeah, you need to, yeah, actually, you need to safeguard all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
I think, what did my lawyer say? You need to safeguard your property against predators and creditors.
Nice.
That's a
Yeah.
good saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep, yeah, that's very important, because I mean, obviously we've got, you know, family law that says after, you know, 3 or odd years, you know, but there are you've got to safeguard things if you bring it in, because there's not necessarily equality. I mean, and that's the thing as well. I mean, you're talking about a relationship with someone who is, you know, intellectually an equal, et cetera, et cetera. They may not be in the same financial position as you.
No.
And but that doesn't matter, as long as you both respect, you know, and safeguard yourself, because you have to. I mean, you've got children, you've got grandchildren, and all that sort of stuff. It's
and blended families are quite the norm now, for whatever reason. So if you've got two people coming into a relationship who've got children, and you're together, and it's the love of your life, and you're going to be together forever, you know, what happens if one of you passes? What happens to the house and the assets?
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Children, you know, there's all that dynamic.
Absolutely. And you know what is funny that you say that? Actually, the first occasion we really had much to do with each other, Fee, wasn't it? Was when my children's dad passed away. And
I was your victim support worker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she was. And Fee came and saw my girls. They were 15 and 16, and their father had passed away through suicide. And we had split when the kids were only six. Anyway, long story short, when Mark passed away, he left a considerable estate, quite a considerable estate. And it took 4.5 years for that to be finally settled. And what was even more frightening was that his children, our children together, they were his only blood relative, and he had entered a relationship that you remember this, he had entered a relationship with a woman for about 2 years who had adult children, and she ended up walking away with a huge amount of money because she actually owned his life insurance policy. Even though she wasn't named as the benefactor, she actually was one of the owners of the policy. So she got paid out this whopping life insurance policy. And then what was left over was actually divided, with half of that going to him. He'd actually changed as well, but she contested it and won. And my children actually got less than her adult children. So our children are...
This is something else we need to talk about. It is getting your house in order.
Absolutely. Like, all of that stuff can happen. And that's my point. Like, it can happen. And as much as that was so wrong, my girls walked away with hardly anything out of a multi-million-dollar estate. They got, you know, I'm talking $10,000 each, you know, and her family, who were with them for 2 years as adult children, walked away with, you know, millions and millions and millions. It's really interesting. So you do have to protect yourself. We need to get a lawyer in it. I might have a talk to Angela Solomons and see if she can give
Oh, she's great, Angela.
Yeah, because she does a show here, of course. So I might have a chat to her and see what she can do and advise us on what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we think about because we've got no children.
Do you love us, Marcia?
Hmm?
But you love us, Marcia.
Not enough. But yeah, you know, it's things like, you know, we're just in the process of doing as EPOAs. We're in the process, you know, we've done as wills. And it's something that we all need to talk about more.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. And we need to talk about it next week, actually. So let's do that, because we are going to wrap it up now. Thank you, ladies, for joining me again. That half hour, we just talk so much crap, and we talk forever. We could carry on talking forever.
Does anybody listen to us, Tracy?
I think they do. I think some people must listen to us and think, what the heck? I'm really interested to hear what men ever think when they ever listen to us. I think that would be really amusing to hear what they actually think. I will say, Dave at work, he listens occasionally, and he always has a bit of a look on his face.
we're not for the male listeners, though.
No, we're not. My woman for women.
By women Absolutely. For women.
By women
but it
for
gives
women.
Them insight, though.
Yes, it does. They should all study this profusely. Hey, we'll see you back next week here on Wahine Atua. Have yourself a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.